Hello, Ms. Shaw.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Shaw. My name is Adrian. I'm calling from a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
And Ms. Shaw, were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo Provera?
Yes, myself.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Shaw. And I'm gonna go ahead and ask you a series of questions here to see if you do qualify for the or pre-qualify for the Depo Provera lawsuit. And Ms. Shaw, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Great. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
No, sir, I haven't.
You haven't signed. And who's filing this claim?
Myself.
Yourself. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
And what is your date of diagnosis? What was the date of when you were diagnosed?
September 3rd, 2021.
September 3rd, 2021. So I have 9/3/2021, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is your date of birth?
January 19th, 1992.
1993?
No, 1998.
1998. Perfect.
The phones keep going out. I don't know. It's going out on your end. I don't know if it's going out on mine.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm going to go ahead
That's
and try
why
to
if I take
fix
a
it.
minute, you might have to repeat, but it's going in and out.
Oh, I'm very sorry. You let me know if it's having any trouble again.
Okay.
But you said 1/19/1998, correct?
Yes, January 19th, 1998.
Perfect. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera by any chance?
No, sir.
No. And did you consume, these are going to be yes or no questions here. Did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
No.
Did you ever use a generic version or did you only use Depo Provera?
I only use Depo Provera.
And so I'm going to go ahead and repeat this question one more time. Did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes, I only use the Depo. I never use a different brand other than what I used.
Okay. So, did you say, was that a yes to that question?
Yes.
And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Did, within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, I had 5 injections spaced out every 3 months.
I see. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 throughout the present date? Through the present date?
Say that again.
Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
I started using Depo in March of 2020, and I stopped using it July the 2021.
Okay. So you used it between January 1st of 1992 through the present date, correct?
Yes.
And what was your usage start date? When did you start using Depo Provera?
Around March the 2020.
March 2020.
2020.
And I have 3/1/2020 as your usage start date. And what is your usage stop date? When did you stop?
Around July 2021.
July of 2021. So when you started, I have March 2020, and when you stopped, I have July of 2021. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And your main injury medical problem you advised me is that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes.
And can you Go ahead.
My phone started ringing. I apologize. I had just hung it up.
No worries, Michelle. And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
And what is your marital status?
I'm single.
And can I get your first and last name from me, please?
Tyra Shaw, TYRASHAW.
And just to confirm, I have Tyra, which is TYRA, last name Shaw, SHAW.
Yes.
And then do you have a suffix in your name at all? Junior, senior, second, or third?
No.
And what is your social security number?
638-600-0509.
I have 638-600-0509. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And primary contact email, would it be shawtyra042@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
And primary phone number, your primary mobile phone number, would it be 832?
832-855-2238.
Perfect. And best of time for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning will be good.
Morning. And what is your full address?
Yes, 1720 FM 1640,
You said,
apartment
sorry, you said,
1720 FM.
FM?
FM.
Yes, F as in Frank, M as in Mary.
Yes, sir. 1640, apartment 1111, so four ones, Richmond,
So,
Texas. Say that again, sir.
sorry, I have 1720 FM 1640 as the street name. And what is your apartment number?
41, so 1111.
1111. So just to confirm, I have 1720 FM 1640, apartment 1111 in Richmond in the county.
Texas.
Yes, in the county of Fort Bend County,
Yes.
Texas. Zip code 77469. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
He was Asian. It's kind of hard to pronounce his name. T's Laws. He's low. He's a male. It's TSZLAU. He's Asian. I can't really pronounce his name like that.
No worries. And just to confirm, it's TSZLAU.
Yes, his first name is TSZ, last name LAU.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I have first name T as Z, last name LAU.
Yes.
Perfect. And what is that diagnosing facility name called?
Yes. This is Sugar Land Hospital, 16655 Southwest Freeway, Sugar Land, Texas, 77479.
Thank you for that. And it did cut off a little bit. Just to confirm, did you say Houston Methodist Sugar Land Hospital?
Yes, sir.
And the address, would it happen to be 16655 Southwest Freeway?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then the phone number, would it happen to be the one ending in 7000?
Yes, sir. 281-274-7000.
Perfect. Perfect. And then did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, sir.
And what is your treating doctor's name? Would it happen to be the same as your diagnosing one, or do you have a
Yes,
different
sir.
treat?
It's
Oh,
the same.
okay. Okay.
He was a neurosurgeon.
Okay. So let me just go ahead and put the same information here. And then what about your prescribing doctor name? Who's prescribing you your
The same guy.
pharmaceuticals? The same doctor? Okay.
Yes,
No
sir.
worries. And then what about your pharmacy name? Where do you get your medical pharmaceuticals?
Yes, at CVS.
CVS. And which CVS would that happen to be?
It's right here on Willcrest. I said, see, us. Well, it's Walgreens. I'm sorry, Walgreens on Willcrest.
No worries. Walgreens, Willcrest.
I don't really know the address. I forgot the address.
No worries. I'll try to find it here. Would it happen to be
It's
eight
West
three?
Commerce. The
Sorry.
cross street is the cross street from the West. The Walgreens is Westheimer and Willcrest. It's right on the
Okay.
corner.
Would it happen to be 8300 Willcrest Drive, Houston, Texas, 77072?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you said it was Walgreens, correct?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, perfect. And then I have the phone number here as well. And then would you like to go ahead and put any other doctor name here? It gives you the option to put any other doctor. You don't have to if you don't
No,
want to.
sir. I only know my doctor's name and number, and that was
Okay.
my only doctor.
I see. Perfect. So I did go ahead and put all the information there. And let's see if perfect. And then would you like to go ahead and put anything in your medical notes at all?
No, sir. They gave me anesthesia. They made a small incision in my scalp. They removed pieces of my skull in order to, to remove the magnetotumor from my brain completely. So, that's the only medical.
I see. And just can you go ahead and repeat that one more time just so I can put everything here? You said anesthesia.
Yes, they gave me anesthesia, and then they
Anesthesia.
made a small incision inside my scalp. They removed a piece of my skull, having an opening to remove the meningioma tumor.
Meningioma. And I did go ahead and
I'm
put.
sorry, my pronunciation is horrible.
No worries. Well, meningioma is a hard word to pronounce. A lot of people don't even know that, a lot of cases
Yeah,
people
I'm
don't
quick
even
to
know.
say meningitis. I'm so quick to say meningitis. I
No
don't know why.
worries. No worries. And then let's see here. Incision. And then
That was the only medical treatment that I received in radiation.
okay, radiation. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records? Sorry, for the
I
injured party?
do.
Okay.
I do. I have to get them from the hospital, though. I have to
Okay.
request them.
No worries. Sometimes the attorneys do get it for you, on your
Okay.
behalf. So, but sometimes they do ask, if they do ask, can you provide these to us? They do ask if you could provide them electronically or mail sometimes, but a lot of times, they do it themselves if you give them, the permission.
Yes,
But
sir.
can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both if they do ask you?
Yes, sir. I can request it from the hospital, and then I can be able to, send it off, or they can be able to send it to y'all directly.
Okay. And how would it, could you do it mail, electronically, or both? If that,
Both.
both. Okay. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Yes, the number is, well, her name is Lashika,
And do you live with
LAS.
Lashika? Sorry.
No, this is
No.
just an emergency contact.
Okay. And you said Lashika. You said.
LASHIKA. The number is 984-374-6971.
And then I have Lashika. That's LAS. Hika, correct? And do you happen to know her last name?
Oates, OATES.
Perfect. And at her phone number, just to confirm, I have 984-374-6971, correct?
Yes, sir.
And what is your relationship with Miss Oates?
We're just very real good friends.
Okay, friends.
So she gets all my, emergencies. She's able to reach the people that,
Okay.
that may not, that can answer.
Yeah, of course. And do you happen to know her email or address by any chance?
I don't.
No
I don't.
worries.
We don't stay together. So, I don't know where, like not on the top of my head with the tumor and all, I have memory loss. So,
Yeah,
it's
okay.
really bad. It's my memory's a little shaky. It comes and it goes.
I see, and I'm very sorry to hear that again, Mrs. Shaw. Well, I'll go ahead and put your, because it does require me to put something. I'll just go ahead and put your email and address here, since it does require me to put something on this line. So I did go ahead and put your email and address, and let me go ahead and just confirm that I have all the spelling and everything correct here with you before I send you it via email and text message. So I'm gonna go ahead and confirm everything that I have the agreement here, everything's correct, and then I'm gonna send it to you via email and text. And then it should take about a minute, depending on how fast you are. But I'll be here to assist you if you need any help with the DocuSign. But I am gonna go ahead and just confirm everything that I have everything correct with you right now.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and just open it here. So I have Tyra Shaw, which is Tyra Shaw, Shaw. And then I have the
Yes.
street address as 1720 FM 1640 Richmond, Texas 77469. Telephone numbers 832-855-2238. Email address is shawtyra042@gmail.com. Is that all correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad
Perfect.
you got that right, 'cause I don't know why people put my email as a name and don't realize it's my last name and my first name. So,
Yes.
yes.
Perfect. And date of birth is 1/19/98.
Yes, sir.
Social is 638-60-0509.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. You were born in 1998. That was the year I was born too.
Oh. That's good.
That's
We're about the same age,
yeah. And it's your
roughly.
birthday. Your birthday's coming up. Yeah. So
Yes, I'm getting up there.
yeah, your birthday is next month, so happy early birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really don't have too many plans. I can't do too much with all that. I still have the memory loss, the hearing loss,
I
in one of
see.
my ears. So I
Yeah.
have fun, but then I don't. I just do dinners. So
I
I
see.
thank you for the wishes.
Of course. And I'm very sorry, with everything that you're going through, Michelle, but I do really hope you have a great birthday this year.
Thank
But
you.
of course, I did just send that over to you via email and text message. So let me know when
Yes,
you
sir.
go ahead and open it and go
I
ahead and
opened it.
perfect. Go ahead and click that link that's in that text message.
Yes, sir.
And then go ahead and click the yellow start button. It may ask you to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature. Then continue. And then at the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger. Once you draw your signature, hit adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature for every box. And just make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the square. And then go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And it might ask you to do your initials. If it does, then go ahead and just do the same thing for the initials, just like what you did for the signature part. And then once you do the signatures, at the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say finish. If it says next, you could click next and it'll redirect you to the fields that were skipped. But if it
Okay,
says
yes, sir.
finish, sorry?
I say yes, sir. I'm finished.
Oh, perfect. That was quick. And so let me go ahead and just double check here on my end that you have completed it. Perfect. So it does say that you have completed it, Ms. Shaw. And again, in the next 48 hours, the law firm, one of the attorneys that you have been assigned to, will call you within the next 48 hours. So just make sure you give them a call. And for whatever reason, if they do not call you, go ahead and give them a call. I'm going to go ahead and give you their direct line. So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand.
I have one right now.
Perfect. So the law firm you've been assigned to is named Pulaski, which is Pulaski.
Okay.
Pulaski Legal. And their direct line is 909-906-3862.
Okay.
3862.
3862. Okay, so the number is, well, the Pulaski Legal. 909-906-3862.
Perfect. And I did want to thank you again so much for your time, Ms. Shaw. It was a it was great talking to you. And
It was definitely a pleasure.
of course. And I will be sending you a text message right now, right after this phone call, so that way you could have my information. If you have any questions or concerns for whatever reason, please go ahead and contact me. But as of right now, you are now working with the law firms. You are now passed down to them. So if you have any questions, concerns, or want an update on your case, please go ahead and give them a call. But you have my number, and I'll be, happy to assist you. Okay, Michelle?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Well, again, I do appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.